Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Teach him the spitball?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
For $5,000. I'm doing it for free. 62-71, he was a Giant. Then he was in Cleveland. That's where Dwayne Kuiper was teammates. He won the Cy Young that year. 314 wins total, and Gaylord Perry passes away today. One of the characters of the game at the age of 84, and we thought it would be great to talk to Kipe today about a number of different issues, but certainly Gaylord Perry, number one on the list. Kipe joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing all right. I'm enjoying the rain because we need it so badly. But I was not surprised to hear that Gaylord passed away. We knew that he wasn't doing very well for maybe the last year or so. We used to see him, you know, at all the functions. And, you know, once, you know, those guys from the 60s stopped showing up at the functions, you know, you start to worry about them a little bit. And Mario Aliotto keeps us in the loop as to, you know, how these older guys are doing. And so it really wasn't a surprise. And, but anyway, he was something.
Yeah. You know,
I loved the guy and I hated the guy all at the same time.
Yeah, Mike told a great story this morning about your major league debut. So what was it like to play behind Gaylord Perry, Kipe?
Well, it was intimidating, especially if it was your first year. And because he did not accept, not just if you made an error, he didn't accept if you didn't get to a ball that he thought you should have, or if you were playing out of position. He didn't accept it. And that's fine. I mean, we all get that from guys that are really competitive. But to stand on the mound and show everybody that he was upset, that was a problem for the infielders that played behind him, because he didn't care. And then you'd probably get into the dugout. And you know, then you'd have to hear about it again. I mean, he was, you know, the last 20 years that we would see him, he was like a grandpa, like a teddy bear, like, you know, Mr. Green Jeans. It was like, well, that's not the guy that I played with. I'll tell you a quick story. When I got called up for a September call-up in 1974, he was really the king of all starters in both leagues. So he was the guy. And so I get called up with another kid by the name of Tommy Smith. And if you're the king like he was, you know, that means you're going to get all the comforts of the guy, like car deals, clothes deals, you name it, deals. So when we got called up, he said, look, here's a car for you and Tommy, and just return it before we get on the next road trip. So Tommy Smith and I drove for a week. We returned it. And what we didn't notice was in the very back seat, you could hardly see it, was a McDonald's hamburger wrapper. And he made it sound like there was a yard sale in the back of his car. So he made Tommy Smith and I, after batting practice, before a game, wash all of his cars in front of everybody.
Oh, man.
And then when his cars ran out, we had to do a couple of teammates. And then to really rub it in, the last time we had to wash a car, he pulled a fan over with his car. And we had to wash this Indians fan's car in front of everybody.
Wow.
And that was our punishment for leaving a hamburger wrapper in the back of his car. And okay, you were not allowed in the training room unless he was on the field if you were a rookie. I mean, look, rookies need to get in the training room once in a while too. But if he was in the clubhouse or if he was in the training room, you were not allowed in. And that's just the way it was. I mean, look, I only played with Gaylord for 2 months, 1 month in 74. And then when I got called up to the big leagues in the next year in June, they traded him a month after I got there just because he and Frank Robinson were like oil and water. They just they could not survive together. And they traded Gaylord to Texas for Jackie Brown, Jim Bibby, and Rick Waits. And that was the deal.
Wow, good memory.
And the Giant trade was your double play partner, Frank Duffy, and sudden Sam McDowell went the other way. So he's known for a lot of things, but mainly the spitter. I remember him going on David Letterman and breaking down how he did it. He wrote a book, Me and the Spitter. So when you were playing behind him, was it obvious to you when he was loading up?
Well, only because, you know, my position at second base was a little further away from the hitter than if you played third. So if he threw a spitter and a guy hit it and he hit it to me or to Duffy or even to the first baseman, in all likelihood, it hit the ground enough where you weren't going to field a ball with any Vaseline or whatever he was putting on it. Buddy Bell made 5 or 6 throwing errors because he gripped it right in the same spot Gaylord did.
Oh, man.
But you made an error. You ever buck back at him? It's because you're loaded up on the ball. I can't get a grip on it.
It wouldn't happen to me, but it used to really upset Buddy a lot. But, you know, he was so good at it. I mean, you mentioned it. I was in the car about the fact that 300 innings to him was nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, now when we're in the month of September and Carlos Rodon or Logan Webb, if they're getting close to 200 innings, you know, we make a big deal out of it. 6 times he throws for 300 innings. 5 times he threw for over 250, and that's just remarkable. He was so strong. He's an old farm boy, and you know Mike says it all the time. In order to throw a spitter as well as he did, you have to be super super strong, especially your hands. You know, and I talked to Dave Duncan 1 year, and he said, you know, he went 1 full year without throwing it. And it was one of those great years that he had in Cleveland. And he said, because all the hitters were expecting to see it, he never threw it. And it helped him win games just by not throwing it because everybody thought that he was.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Dwayne Kuiper's doing this. Gaylord Perry has passed away at the age of 84. Just because we always have this debate. I mean, what you just said about the 300 innings. So in seven seasons, he threw 300-plus innings six times, and he played until he was 44. So the guys that can talk about analytics and we know when a guy's wearing down and everything, well, this guy threw all those innings, and he played until he was 44. I mean, what do analytics guys say to that?
Yeah, I think, John, the problem now is because guys throw so hard.
Yeah.
And it takes so much out of their arms. And, you know, Gaylord was strong like Nolan Ryan was strong, where they never got hurt. They threw a lot of innings. Now, you know, the difference between Gaylord and Ryan is, you know, Ryan threw as hard as most of the guys throw now. And I think you have to have perfect mechanics if you're going to throw hard and you're going to throw a lot. You have to have perfect mechanics or something's going to blow, and it's usually your elbow. And guys now that come up, you know, they don't have perfect mechanics. The guys that do, you know, they just throw a long time, and they rarely get hurt. So it is a different era. And, you know, look, unless you get into these college programs where the coach is wearing out these guys pitching-wise, everybody really is pretty protective of young guys that throw hard, especially once they get into the minor leagues. They don't expect them to throw more than 200 innings, and that's kind of what they're geared for.
So Gaylord was the first, and then with another since Randy, but he was the first to win a Cy in each league in the early 70s in Cleveland, and then later with the Padres, the later 70s. You have a chance to win a couple of nice awards here. Congratulations, you and Mike got nominated, among others, for the California Sportscaster of the Year. But the big one we're waiting on is the Ford C. Frick Award next week. I heard you on with Murph and Mac yesterday morning. So you're going to Hawaii? You'll be in the islands when we find out on December the 7th, Kipe?
Yes. I'm going to leave Sunday with my daughter, her husband, and the three-year-old and the one-year-old, and I was smart enough not to get on that flight.
That's a veteran move.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there for a week, and, you know, it just happens to coincide with this vote. And you heard me. I said, look, if I said this didn't mean something, that would be a big lie. It does. But one way or the other, it's not going to change my life. So, I mean, if it happens, wonderful. You know, if it doesn't, all those other guys that are nominated are all well-deserving. So I don't have a problem with it either way, but I certainly would like to win it, absolutely.
Do they? Is there any kind of an inclination or a lean, or do you know anything about it in terms of getting in, or no? Total surprise.
No, I mean, look, I mean, I know that other years, you know, I know that, and I can't think of the announcer's name in Texas that won it a couple of years ago.
Eric Nadel.
I know that Nolan Ryan called a lot of the people that were on the voting board, you know, just to say, hey, look, you know, we're thinking about Eric Nadel. So I know that that happens. And I don't have any problem with that. And I don't expect anybody to do that for me. I think you win those awards by your body of work for a long time. And everybody that's been nominated, they have a terrific body of work, and they all should go in at some point. So, you know, look, I don't think it's a popularity contest, but I do think that those, you know, you don't win by a lot because there's not that many voters. So, you know, so we'll see what happens. It's like I said, it's not going to change my life.
Yeah, I wonder if Barry's on the phone. But he's probably saying, vote for me. Don't vote for Kipe. Wouldn't that be something, Dwayne, if you guys go in together this year in July? That would be awesome.
Well, if you ask Barry, he will tell you that he made Crook and Kipe. And then we always point at him and laugh, and then he doesn't laugh back. He really believes it.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't any doubt that all of us that broadcasted games that Barry Bonds played in, we all benefited from because of all the home runs and all the historic milestones that he hit. But not all of it was positive from other announcers. I mean, we'd go into certain places and we'd have announcers from other teams, you know, come into our booth and say, look, no disrespect, but, you know, don't you feel a little guilty, you know, thinking that maybe he is a guy that's taken something that you get that excited over his home runs? And we always took that as a major insult because we're broadcasting a game to our fans, you know, not your fans, our fans. And then inevitably, the same people that were coming into our booth saying that, they had guys on their teams that were stretching the amount of home runs and historic home runs. So, you know, it all comes full circle. But if you ask Barry, he made us.
That's pretty
Of course
funny.
He would say that. That's Barry.
Yeah, he would, that's Barry.
And he would probably say the same thing the way that I thought you described it very, very well for yourself. He probably describes it the same way. I mean, although, I don't know, I think it might be life-changing for Barry Bonds to get in because he would break that stigma then.
Well, I think the stigma's already been broken with David Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there are other guys in there that did the same thing that Barry did. The problem is Barry broke all the records that we recognized when we were kids. Babe Ruth's record, Hank Aaron's record. I mean, you know, those records in baseball, you know, they were like religious, like to all of us. And when you break those records and people think that you had some help doing it, they're not going to forget that. And you know, if he hadn't broken those records, he might be in the Hall of Fame already. But because he did, he's the guy that's going to have to pay for it. And you can say the same thing about Clemens. You know, he broke all of the big records, and you know what? Both those guys are paying for it. You know what? I mean, I don't care how Barry acts. I don't care what he says. This means the world to him. And he's going to, he's going to act nonchalant like, yeah, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal to him, and I hope he gets in.
Of course it is.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
And it could be a huge week. I mean, we'll find out about Barry on Sunday at 5 o'clock when they announce the vote, and then you find out on Wednesday of next week. And then this Aaron Judge thing, which Paul Morosi-Kipe is saying we may have resolution by the end of the week. We could have yay or nay if he's coming to the Giants.
Well, the sooner the better for everybody, because then you can move on and go after other people if you don't get them. And, you know, that's exactly what they need to have happen, is to have that first big domino fall, and then organizations can start to figure out what they're going to do now that they didn't get the big guy. And, you know, I don't have any insight whether Aaron Judge is coming to the Bay Area or not, but I do know that this area has one thing other areas don't have, and that's this is where he came when he was a kid. And he was a Giants fan, and he gets a chance, if he wants, to wear the Giants uniform. And other teams that are after him, you know, they don't have that little bargaining chip. So, you know, hopefully it happens. I mean, it would be nice to have a marquee guy back in the lineup.
You're going to be like John Sterling? You're going to get, if he signs, you're going to do some Judge Stoney?
All rise for the judge.
Yeah, I can hear Kipe saying that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that.
No, if I steal anything, you know, I'll steal something that Greg says.
No. I don't know what that would be. I don't know what that would be.
Touchdown San Francisco?
I mean, Aaron Judge is Superman or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, you're going way back. Safe travels, my friend. We got our fingers crossed, our toes crossed. I know it means the world to you, so it means the world to us. Good luck.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great holiday season, and let's let it rain for a little while.
Yeah, we need it, especially Sunday during the football game. Slow down these Dolphins.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm all in.
Yeah.
You know, that's stupid me. I'm in the air for that game.
What?
So I'm going to tape it and then ignore everything.
Wow.
Once I land.
That's hard.
And then I'll get back to my room, and then I'll watch it.
You got a lot to do.
That's hard to do.
You got a lot to do. You got to find out about bonds when you land and how the 49ers do.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to happen. Yeah. I can do it. I'm really good at it.
I know you are. I know you are.
Aloha, my friend. Enjoy.
All right, guys. See well.
Take care, Kipe. Yeah,
come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.